Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next bucket list trip. The next home renovation. Or the next milestone celebration. Right now, earn 4.0% annual percentage yield with a new high-yield performance savings account. Opening an account online takes just minutes. Go to northwest.com/performance to get started today. And visit a new financial center opening in your neighborhood soon. Member FDIC. Northwest Bank. For what's next.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Picture this. It's a little after dusk on a Saturday in the Bahamas. The water in Aunt Pat's Bay off El Buque is, it's a little choppy. The wind is up. An 8-foot dinghy is somewhere between a marina at Marsh Harbor and a 46 sailing yacht called Soulmate. There's one person in that dinghy. He's 58 years old. He's an ex-Marine. He has just told authorities that his wife of about 25 years went into the water with the boat keys, the engine cut, the current pulled them apart, and he can no longer see her. So what does he do? Well, he doesn't drop anchor, allegedly, according to reports. He does not dive in, allegedly, according to reports. Just put allegedly, according to reports, in front of everything we're about to talk to, and in my opinion and all that, on everything in this piece, okay? Just so we're clear. He doesn't circle back. He paddles 4 hours towards a marina, away from the spot in the water where his wife was last seen. By Sunday morning, when he finally walks up to authorities and reports it, Lynette Hooker is gone. She's 55 years old. She's from Michigan. And more than a month later, her body has not yet been recovered, and her own daughter is on national television asking the only question that really actually matters. Why would a Marine paddle the other way? Fair question. I'm not here to accuse him of anything. I'm not here to say he did any, but I am here, I think, with several others who are talking on this case, going, what's going on here? I mean, sometimes people can have really bad thinking and make really bad choices that may look like there may be some other intent when there is not. Sometimes there is other intent when others want you to look the other way and think there is not. I don't know the answer to what is going on here. That's why we're talking about it. And I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and also on YouTube. The links are in the description. So this is where we are starting, because if you've been online for the last few weeks and you've seen the headlines and some of the reporting on this, I know Ashley Banfield is doing an incredible job over on her channel. So if you really want a deep dive into it, I would recommend her reporting. This is quite a story. Missing American in the Bahamas. Husband detained. Husband released. Coast Guard appealing for help. You've seen pieces of the story without getting the whole shape of it, maybe. I know that's how I was for a little bit until I started diving into this. So let's if you're entering into the fold here going, I've heard about this, or maybe even not at all. You're in the right place. We're going to start. We're going to get a nice little baseline established here for understanding what the case is. And like I said, your thoughts as we work through it. So let's walk through what is actually known and what her family is actually saying and what investigators are doing right now. That should tell you this case is nowhere near closed. Let's go back in time, shall we? Way back. Lynette and Brian Hooker were married for roughly 25 years. They had built what looked on paper and on Instagram, because we know Instagram is always the litmus test of reality, right? If it's on Instagram, it must be real. Everybody's as happy as their Instagram. Anyway. You know, it would look like a slow motion retirement dream. They sold the life on land, moved on to soulmate, and for the last 4 years, they lived on the water. Their account, the Sailing Hookers, was the name of their... it's their last name. I don't know. I might pick a different name. I don't know. But I might pick that name, too, if that was my name. I might have some fun with it. I probably would be somebody who would have fun with it. The underscore sailing underscore hookers. That was the Instagram. It looked the way those accounts always do. And most accounts do. Their case, they were retired and they were on a boat. They were on a boat, mother effa, on a boat. Sunsets, marinas, two people in matching sunglasses with a glass of wine and a horizon behind them. The kind of feed that makes you stop scrolling on a Tuesday at your desk and quietly hate your life choices for 10 seconds before you go back to your spreadsheet. By late March of 2026, they had crossed onto the Bahamas. On March 29th, Lynette posted from Marsh Harbor about choppy water and rain. She joked they'd have some fun if it ever stopped pouring. That's the version of the marriage that the public could see. And I'm sure there was probably moments of that authentically did reflect that within their own lives. April 4th is when the version on the screen and the version on the boat stopped matching. According to Brian's own account, the Hookers took the dinghy from Soulmate over to a place called the Abaco Inn that evening. They drank, and around dusk, in high winds and choppy seas, with neither of them wearing a life jacket, they got back onto that 8-foot dinghy to motor across to where the soulmate was moored. He's called what happened next a cascade of failures. He says Lynette went over the side. He says the keys went with her. He says the engine cut. The wind took her one direction and him the other. And he could not reach her. He says he then paddled for hours across open water in the dark, made it to the marina at Marsh Harbor, and reported her missing. Nobody saw her go in. Nobody saw her in the water. There's one witness to what happened on that dinghy. His name is Brian Hooker. And for roughly 72 hours, the story got told as a tragedy. And look, it may be that. I mean, again, let's finish going through the details before we make any sort of judgments here. I mean, let's just be fair about this. Sad accident and bad weather. Local Bahamian authorities reportedly told reporters that they did not at that point suspect foul play. Brian gave a public statement saying he was heartbroken, that despite desperate attempts, the wind and the current drove them apart, and that his sole focus was finding his wife. He previously described their life on the water in interviews as fantastic, compared the marriage to co-captains, posted the same kind of content as everybody else with a yacht and a Wi-Fi password. For about 3 days, this was a love story that ended in weather. And look, if you've never been on the water, on the ocean, and you've never experienced a riptide, I got to tell you, it's pretty horrific and it's pretty scary and it can kill you very quickly if you go overboard. Or if you're just on a beach and you get stuck in that riptide, you go up, you go down, and suddenly you're out. It is scary shit. I've been caught in a riptide before. I've been pulled out a bit. It's scary. My daughter actually was on a paddleboard and thankfully came and pulled me over. But that in itself was dangerous and scary. I mean, my God. But it can happen. And because, and look, I'm playing devil's advocate for a moment here, because I do not know the answer to what happened here. I'm not going into this with, he did it, or it's an accident. I'm going into it with, let's explore all of the options of what reality does truly pose in a situation like this. You can have issues in your marriage, and something like this can happen, and it doesn't mean you murdered your wife. It means a riptide pulled her down, and eventually you had to go to shore because you couldn't just sit there for days. On the surface, somebody go, well, that's heartless and horrible. Well, I don't really know how long you, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long you sit there, quite honestly. I mean, you try, you look, you search, but honestly, the riptide gets you. You're not necessarily floating there for days. That'll pull you under and out pretty quick. So let's just understand how that works a little bit. Even knowing that, would you stick around longer to keep looking? I mean, I probably would. I think I would. I mean, I think I'd be going until probably a Coast Guard boat came and got me. But you're trying to make a decision as quickly as possible. And if she's out there and you can't get to her, even you think maybe get the Coast Guard boats alerted, get out there faster. Maybe it takes longer to get in than you thought it would. I don't know. I don't know. It's chaotic. And in that moment, there's not going to be a lot of, you know, perfect, clear thinking. You're going to look back on anything you do in that moment at some point and go, well, if I did this, maybe it would have worked out better. And it's not that you purposely didn't make those choices. It's in that chaos moment, you're doing the best you think you can at that moment. That's chaos. It's a fog of war, if you will, in a moment like that, where your life is literally compiling and closing in on itself. So there's that version of it, where it's chaos, it's horrible, what the hell do you do? These are the decisions that were made. There's that. And then there's this, okay? So hold that. It's a fair assessment. Without really knowing much about the relationship. And then there's this. And again, like I said, I am not saying her husband had anything to do with this. Lynette's daughter got on television. Carly Aylesworth is her name, Lynette's daughter from a previous relationship. She sat down with Fox News, then CNN, then NBC, and told a rather different story. She said her mother was fit, experienced, and had been sailing with Brian for over a decade. Okay. And look, all of that can be true. You can be the fittest damn person in the world. You ain't a riptide. And a riptide don't care. You'd be the fittest person in the world, and you ain't no match for that. Okay, it's like they're fit, and there's a tornado going through their house. You still kind of got to get into shelter. You can't be like, I'm ripped, I'm fit, you can't get me tornado. Yeah, good luck. Nature's going to win. Same with the ocean. Okay, so I'm glad that was pointed out. It's good to know that she was in good shape. It's a part of the story, without a doubt. But again, it's not a match for a riptide. So I'm going to put that there. She said Lynette would not have just fallen overboard. Look, people don't intend to fall overboard, but people fall overboard on boats all the time, especially in rough, choppy waters, and it's the ocean. So I have two things there now where it's like, I get it. You're her daughter. You'd never want to think of this happening to your mother. But to state them as impossibilities is just not playing with reality. It's not playing with reality's deck of cards, okay? So that's important. But, okay, then she said the part that that kind of detonated the accident frame. Some of those pieces you get, you know, it's a morning daughter. Like, God, yeah, I mean, you're running everything through your mind. She told reporters there was, in her words, a history of Brian choking her mother and threatening to throw her overboard. So there's that, which kind of feels like, oh. This is her claim, quite a claim. But again, you know, if it's a horrible accident, you wouldn't necessarily, you wouldn't be making these sort of things up. I mean, at least, like, God, I hope you wouldn't. It's not really the path most people would take. If it's an accident, it's an accident. And I think one would be able to accept that without going into delusional, let's make a horrible story up territory. I kind of, in my personal opinion, you know, if someone's going to be saying this, think, you know, there might be some credence to it. Maybe. I don't know. Certainly worth a little examination if somebody's making that claim. She said her mother had told her in January about an alleged incident in 2024 where Brian threatened to throw her off the boat during a fight. She said the marriage was, quote, rocky at best and that things got worse when they drank. And she asked on camera the question every armchair listener was already chewing on. If your wife falls in the water, why do you not anchor? Why do you not swim? Why does an ex-Marine, somebody whose entire identity is built around action under pressure, paddle in the opposite direction for hours? It does feel a little weird when we put it into that full of context. Brian's attorney, Burrell Butler, has said that her client categorically and unequivocally denies any wrongdoing and denies the allegations from Carly specifically. Brian himself has said the same. That denial matters legally and journalistically, and we keep it on the table because, again, we don't know what happened, but this is the story. You have her saying this, you have him saying that. Which one do you want to believe? I don't have a want to believe really either, quite honestly. I want to go where we have facts, where we actually know what's going on. And because you and I weren't on that boat, and she wasn't on that boat, unless there's a text message or an email or something that proves that this is actually what she said to her daughter, it is what's called hearsay. It doesn't mean it did not happen, but it also it continues to put you and me, the public, and anybody else who's trying to look at this in the exact same position of we don't have actual evidence. We have accounts from other human beings. Both of which seem to have a vested interest in telling a different story. Where is the truth? Is either one the truth? Or is it somewhere in the gray area on both of these? Or she could have said these things to her daughter, and these things could have happened. And she could have fallen out of a boat and got sucked up by the riptide, and he made the choice to try and go back to shore for help, maybe? I mean, again, you weigh the, well, you're a Marine. But if it, look, again, it doesn't matter who you are, you're a Marine diving in after her where she may have already been pulled underwater, probably is not the best of ideas. Dropping anchor, hanging out a bit longer, might be. I don't know. I'm not a sailor. I don't know the exact protocol of what is the best plan in that sort of a situation. I would assume they've been out sailing for a while. They probably have a little more experience, reps in that area. He might, I would think. So I don't know what the best course of action is. I would, my gut would tell me stick around for a while and see what you can do. But I don't know. But it certainly does create some questions when you got the daughter saying this. The public version of the story, the sad accident, well, it was already on fire by the time the second news cycle hit. The record on land does not give you a clean villain story either. Both of these people had priors. It's not a clean story. Court records show Brian Hooker was acquitted of a child abuse charge in Michigan in 2006. In 2015, Lynette Hooker was taken into custody on suspicion of assault and battery after Brian told a Kentwood, Michigan police officer she had hit him multiple times. The officer reportedly found Brian with a swollen, bloody nose. The warrant was eventually denied for insufficient evidence. And to who started the fight. So before any of this, before the boat, before the Bahamas, this was a marriage where police had already been called, where mutual accusations had been logged, and where depending on which day you asked which person, somebody was the aggressor and somebody was the victim. And yes, there are plenty of relationships where both people are extremely toxic and both people are abusing each other back and forth. It's just a ping pong of abuse where it really does make it. You can't like, well, this side, that side. I mean, it's just stop. How about just don't abuse each other? Huh? It's not about taking a side. It's about the side here should just be both of you need to knock it the F off. This is what is publicly known. The truth was probably uglier than either version. Most truths inside long marriages are. But whatever it is, we don't know. What the daughter is alleging and what the public record will and will not support are two different conversations. We can hold both at once. Now the centerpiece, the thing that if you take one detail away from the story has to be this one. Back in early 2024, about 2 years before any of this happened, Lynette Hooker had quietly walked away from this marriage. About 6 weeks into their full-time cruising life, she left the boat, went to stay with her mother in Florida, and started exchanging messages with a fellow boater that she had befriended named Marnie Stevenson. And according to the messages CBS News obtained, Lynette wrote, quote, "I guess it was too much closeness. We decided to call it quits. I'm not going back." She wrote that their marriage had lasted 6 weeks cruising. And when her friend asked whether she and Brian could reconcile, Lynette wrote, in her own words, "It was real bad. I can't be out there with him." A month later, the same messages show she had, in fact, gone back. They patched it up. The Instagram came back. The sunsets came back. And about 2 years after telling somebody that she could not be out there with him, she was back on the boat with him in the middle of the ocean. And almost the exact configuration her daughter says he had once threatened when she went into the water. And nobody but her husband saw what happened. So you can sit with that for a second, too. On April 8th, 4 days after Lynette went missing, the Royal Bahamian Police Force took Brian into custody. They held him for 5 days. They questioned him multiple times. One of those interviews reportedly ran more than 3 hours and focused specifically on whether he had caused his wife harm. On April 13th, Bohemian prosecutors said no charges at this time, pending further investigation, and he was released. He told reporters outside the police station he would stay in the Bahamas until his wife was found. Okay. Within 48 hours of his release, he was back in Michigan. It's an about face. His Michigan attorney has said he traveled home to be with his terminally ill mother and intended to return. Okay. You got some, I mean, okay, that, if there's a terminally ill mother, that kind of checks out. He's not been back to the Bahamas as of our recording this, though. The Royal Bahamian Police Commissioner has said one thing very clearly: Brian Hooker remains a suspect. And, you know, here's the thought process. If you're a suspect in a country that you don't have to be in right now, you might not want to return to that country. Whether you did anything or not, quite honestly, this is a confusing story because you can kind of see it from both angles. If you just kind of, it can look really bad. There's a lot of bad things that have been said aloud. There's not a lot of proof to them from all sides. And again, it's not to say they're not true. It's just the people who knew them to be true aren't here to speak, especially her. Doesn't say it's not. It just makes it more difficult to prove. And we have a system where things need to be proven. They can't just be hearsay or assumption. Although people have been locked up for far less. So there's all of that. Meanwhile, Lynette's daughter retraced the dinghy route herself. She told reporters that walking the actual path he described, she could not find anything that contradicted his account on its face, and she still does not believe it. Both of those things are allowed to be true at once, which brings us to the development that is the reason a lot of you are hearing this story again right now, when you might have thought it had quietly faded. The U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Service, the criminal investigative arm of the Coast Guard, has come forward on the record asking the public for help identifying the owner of a separate sailboat, not Soulmate, a different boat. One that was reportedly moored near Soulmate in Aunt Pat's Bay on the night Lynette disappeared. They have grainy photographs. They are asking the owner or anyone who was on that vessel to come forward. The Coast Guard memo obtained by CBS News says the owners or occupants of that sailing vessel, and these are their words, may have information relevant to the investigation. Investigators are no longer just retracing the dinghy route Brian described. It seems like they're looking for somebody who could have seen what happened on or near Soulmate in the bay before and around the time Lynette was reported missing. They are, in functional terms, looking for a witness to a version of events that does not appear on the map Brian drew or where his dinghy went that night. They're looking for another eyewitness account from someone who doesn't have a dog in the fight. What did you hear? What did you see? And the answer may be absolutely nothing. The answer may be, I saw a loving couple who had some drinks after dinner at this restaurant, and then they were getting out of their boat and everything seemed fine. It may be, I saw an argumentative couple that was wanting to kill each other. It may be, they were, I mean, there's a thousand things that could be said, and it doesn't mean, oh my God, it looked like death was imminent. We don't know. And that's where I want to be hesitant here, because it's very easy on this story, in any story really, when you start jumping in to go, I have my answer and I'm going to, you know, this is how you can get wrapped up into a story and have blinders on and have your preconceived notions of the answer already out there in front of you. And if you're sailing that way, well, eventually you'll probably get there, maybe. Or the bias that you've created will take you out to sea. One of the two. Either way, it's important, again, to look at this thing from all angles. It's So where does this leave us more than a month in? Well, Lynette Hooker is missing. Her body has not been recovered. The Royal Bahamian Defense Force said in mid-April that search and recovery operations remained active and had not been suspended. But it's the ocean, and Bahamian authorities have not provided a public update on the search since forensic experts watching the case from outside have been very clear with reporters about what time and water due to evidence, drift pattern shifts, surveillance footage rolls over, digital records get harder to pull. It's the ocean. I should just really be the answer. There's no digital, you know, records out on the ocean. But there are some pieces here, and it looks like they're trying to get to those. So that's good. Witnesses, they can move on to. Every day the case is open without a body is a day the physical record degrades while the human record, the texts, the priors, the daughter's interviews, the people who know them at the marina get a little more important and maybe more reluctant. Brian Hooker's in Michigan. He's not been charged of the crime. He continues through counsel to deny any wrongdoing. He is described by his Michigan attorneys as a heartbroken husband whose only desire is to find his wife. He's described by the Royal Bahamian Police as a suspect. Both of these statements are currently true at the same time. And that's the part why this case is so frustrating to look at squarely. There's no verdict. There's no body. There's not even officially a crime. There's a 25-year marriage with police calls in it. There's a daughter saying on camera that her mother was choked, that her mother was threatened with being thrown overboard, and that her mother told her about that threat months before any of this happened. There are messages from 2024 when Lynette walked away from the marriage once already in which she told a friend, quote, "It was bad. I can't be out there with him." Words she wrote 2 full years before she ended up in the water. A little weird, you know, but again, take sentences you've said 2 years ago and apply them out of context to a situation 2 years later, and you could go, well, that looks horrible. Yeah, but are the two remotely related? She wasn't like predicting the future 2 years ago, or was she? There's an ex-Marine who, in his own account, paddled away from the spot in the water where his wife is last seen for hours instead of dropping anchor or going after. There's a 46-foot yacht called Soulmate sitting moored in a harbor without one of its co-captains. And now there's a Coast Guard appeal for a witness on a sailboat that nobody has identified yet who may know something about what happened on the water that night that the husband has not said. Or maybe there's not. That's where this case stands. That's why we are walking into. And as anybody who follows this kind of story already knows in their gut, when investigators go looking for a separate witness on a separate boat a month after the official version was supposed to be over, they're not asking the question because they like the answer they already have. The husband's in Michigan. The wife is somewhere in the water off Elbow Cay. And nobody's explained yet why the Marine paddled the other way. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'm really interested to get your thoughts and see where you are all at on this story. It's fascinating. We will keep following it. We'll continue that conversation there in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When your air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company, you can trust.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.